radio and in high definition online. And the time now is 11 o'clock. It's time for Late Junction, presented by Fiona Talkington.
My good gal's trying to make a fool out of me. Lord, my gal trying to make a fool out of me. Trying to make me believe I ain't got that old TB. I've got the TB blue. When it rained down sorrow, it rained all over me. When it rained down sorrow, it rained all over me. Cause my body rattles like a train on that old SP. I've got the TB blue. I've got that old TB, I can't eat a bite. Got that old TB, I can't eat a bite. Got me worried so, I can't even sleep at night. I've got the TB blue. I've been fighting like a lion, looks like I'm going to lose. I'm fighting like a lion, looks like I'm going to lose. Cause ain't nobody ever whipped the TB blues. I've got the TB blues. But the graveyard is a lonesome place. Lord, that old graveyard is a lonesome place. They put you on your back, throw that mud down in your face. I've got the TB blues.
It takes quite some courage, I think, to write a song about the illness which passes you a death sentence. Jimmy Rogers there from 1927 and TB Blues. Jimmy was diagnosed with TB at the age of 28 and he wrote over 120 songs before he died 7 years later. And welcome to another week of Late Junction at our new starting time of 11 o'clock. 2 hours of some rather interesting music, I think, here till 1 o'clock. Here's a rather lovely tune from Philip Henry and Hannah Martin from their hot-off-the-press CD called Singing the Bones. Cape Wrath, it's called, a tune written by Rachel Smiley to celebrate the end of an 850-mile walk completed by her friend Dave Hewitt, whose destination was Cape Wrath, right at the most northwesterly point of the UK mainland. Thank you.
Talking to a stranger once, he asked me what I did. It doesn't matter which way I earn my pay, painting's how I live. I paint the streets and the houses of my small town. I never thought I'd see the day when they came tumbling down. I never was a rich man, but I feel just like a king when your mother sits beside me wearing my mother's ring. Her family never liked me. They said that I was poor. I brought balloons on our wedding day. A smile lifted me off the floor. We like to throw big parties, and I like to stop the clocks to hide the time from all our guests, so the party would never stop. Then when we had you, I fairly owned the world. You were my greatest work of art, my beautiful little girl. But the times aren't always easy, not since this bloody war, where one side sends us to the camp and the other bombs us all. I hated hiding in the shelters, feeling like I could not breathe. So I watched as we lost everything, and it brought me to my potatoes. But with eggs I've had no such luck, so I'm painting eggs on paper just to make you laugh, so you'll think of me happily when I am in the past. For the bombs to call my paintings, they flattened half my everything, to paint it with my eyes, and now I'd like to keep them closed a while and dream of calm skies.
Philip Henry and Hannah Martin. Hannah says she wrote that song for her grandma and for her grandma's father, based on the stories she heard about him. He was a painter and was killed in a bombing raid in the Second World War. Before that, a tune called Cape Wrath, written by Rachel Smiley. Now, the members of London's Loop Collective. Here are Dan Nichols, James Allsop and Dave Smith, and a piece called Mist. From 1967, music made by one of the pioneering musicians of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop, Daphne Oram, a piece called Rotorlock. Dan Nichols, James Allsop and Dave Smith just before, they're all members of London's Loop Collective, and their piece there was called Mist. Well, next here on Late Junction tonight, the four accordions of Dansas Ocultas from Portugal. Thank you. Some fine catchy tunes from Welsh Cruth and fiddle player Cas Marig, along with Neil Kane there, following the four accordions of the Portuguese band Danças Ocultas. Group Due from Western Sahara are about to begin a European tour. A rather uncompromising mixture of mutant electric guitar and the lute-like tinnidit. A CD is certainly no substitute for seeing them live, but here's a flavour.
Yeah.
The sound of group Douay, who'll arrive in the UK next week. Manchester on the 11th at Islington Mill. Thursday the 12th at South Street, Reading, along with some very special guests. Friday the 13th at London's Barbican, along with Heban La, Alami and Sublime Frequency DJs. They're at Minehead on Saturday the 14th and in Eastbourne on Monday the 16th. I would say that was quite unmissable if you can get along to one of those gigs. Also on tour is Alistair Roberts. Here he sings a Lal Waterson song called The Bird.
The days are long, love, and the nights are dreadful, and there is no time when I find ease, and I curse the birds in the morning when they waken me from my sleep. Ah, but the bird, love, flies over the ocean. The bird flies o'er the sea. Isn't that a clever little bird to make him a home in any old tree? The bird does wrong, love, to whistle all the morning and sing those strange sweet songs in his tree. Isn't that a wicked little bird to sing those terrible songs to me? What's wrong, love, that you cry all the morning, and it gets worse day by day by day by day, and there is no reason in your answers, and I can't understand what you say. The beast is come, love, into the day and the evening, and in the garden peeping through the bush at me, I know he sees.
Alistair Roberts with Lal Waterson's song, The Bird. Alistair's at the Slaughtered Lamb in London again tomorrow night, the Hydrant in Brighton on Thursday, the Goose is Out in London on Friday, South Street, Reading on Saturday, and next week he's going on to Liverpool and Birmingham. Now, an extraordinary organ work by Ligeti with some quite unbelievable soundscapes. Ligeti really throws out all the rule books here and pushes the organ to its limits. Volumina begins with all the stops pulled out and every key from one manual depressed with all the blowers full on. And that actually caused the motor of the organ in Gothenburg to catch fire during a practice run. The performer here is Gerd Zacher.
Thank you.
Ligeti's incredible organ piece from the 1960s, Volumina. Gerd Zacher recorded that at the Lutheran Church in Hamburg in 1968. And a year earlier, Pink Floyd were doing this.
We'll be right back.
Interstellar Overdrive, Pink Floyd from 1967, which I think makes a great stablemate for that Ligeti piece we heard. And maybe we need some Haydn after all of that. Here's the pianist Jean-Eflon Bavouzet.
Thank you.
Jean-Léflon Bavouzet playing the slow movement from Haydn's Piano Sonata No. 31. A rag now for the early hours of the morning, just before dawn. It's the rag Sohini. Kushal Das plays sitar, Abhijit Banerjee plays tabla and Sudipta Remy on tanpura.
Thank you.
The many-layered sounds of the Dawn Chorus, following Raag Sohini for the hours just before dawn. The sitar player Kushal Das, on tabla Abhijit Banerjee and Sudipta Remy playing tampura. And another raag now, though this is actually one of John Cage's microtonal raags. Amelia Cooney is the singer, along with the sounds of a sampled hawk.
Mandi pa nadarange nadarange gana nadarange gana krai nadarange range gana ganama ganamas Nadarange gana nakrai Mandire mandire pa vakye Sware patata Tapatapa patata Tapatapata vakye nadarange nakrai Kra kra Nadarange Ganama
The stunning motet O Bone Jesu by the 16th century Scottish composer Robert Carver. The 16 there, conducted by Harry Christophers. And before them, the singer Amelia Cooney and the sounds of a sampled hawk performing one of John Cage's microtonal rags. Well, to end Late Junction tonight, Harvest Festival music, recorded in Sudan in 1983 at the Hoka Festival. That marks the change from the rainy to the dry season. And at the climax of the festival, which comes at 4:50 in the morning, burning arrows were thrown by the boys, who also played wazza trumpets. I'm back with Late Junction tomorrow night at 11. I hope you can join me. Till then, good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea with Radio 3 Through the Night, and Russian opera fills the first 2 hours this morning, a 1985 Bulgarian performance of Rimsky-Korsakov's The Golden Cockerel. Based on a tale by Pushkin, it's a mixture of fantasy and farce, which sounds innocent enough. In fact, censorship problems kept it from being staged until after Rimsky's death in 1908. The elderly King Dodon rules a kingdom that's constantly being invaded. An inconclusive debate on the defence of the realm is interrupted by an astrologer, who arrives bearing a cockerel, which will raise the alarm at the threat of invasion. For now, the astrologer declines to name his reward for this wonderful gift, and the bird takes up his duties. The king goes to sleep, but not for long. Twice the cockerel sounds the alarm, and the king follows his sons into battle. Before the first act, two important themes are heard in the orchestra, those of the crowing cockerel and the seductive Queen of Shemakar, who appears in Act Two. And then the astrologer introduces his cautionary tale.
Сосед, только что печать заграни, и сейчас же в нашем стане.
Так, гори, супер, гори!